The path to legal marijuana in Delaware remains open in the state, despite Governor Carney's veto last week. However, the road is fraught with unpredictability. WHYY's Chris Barish tells us more.
To override or not to override? That's the question facing Delaware lawmakers. The key issue is whether the yes votes, which once appeared to constitute a veto-proof majority, will hold amid pressure to switch. Senator Laura Sturgeon expects her chamber to remain firm, but wonders about the House.
It's just a bigger hurdle now. There's a lot of steps that have to happen now, and the veto definitely complicates matters even more. I'm just hoping that the House is not deterred and that they move forward.
The bill eliminates the current $100 fine for having less than an ounce for people 21 and older. Delaware decriminalized pot in 2015. House sponsor Ed Osinski has not said whether he will move to override the veto. That can't happen until the legislative session resumes June 7th. Zoe Patchell of the Cannabis Advocacy Network is counting on Osinski to counter fellow Democrat Carney's move.
I think that he's definitely pushing for an override and hoping that his caucus and all the members that have already voted for HB 371 will hold strong against this tyrannical veto.
A companion bill to create a regulated growing and retail market with a 15% sales tax failed last week in the House because a co-sponsor was sick. Osinski can also resurrect that measure. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.